This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that you're going to speak to us on this second Sunday, which is mission. We want to pray, Lord, that you will let us be able to receive your prayer. We have to feed that spirit. We have to. Because one day that's where we're going to be, spiritual beings. We're going to have to, Lord. Even though the flesh is fighting against the spirit. And Lord, I pray for that young child. Please have mercy. She said he had got put out of one school and another. He is a member of this church. And I know if I see him, I know he'll start coming. Because I taught him some things that I know he remember, but the enemy is fighting against him. Lord, I hope and pray that you will send him my way. Because I know once I get him one time and speak to him about Jesus, he won't get put out of school no more. The Holy Ghost will seal him with righteousness in this heart. Even though he's 15, I remember him, Lord. He shall always try to talk to him. He will listen. He will listen at me. He will listen at nobody else. Not me, but the Holy Ghost in me. It ain't me, Lord. I must decrease for you to increase. And so, Lord, we pray, dear Lord, for your word this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Church say amen.
Amen.
Glad to be found in the house of prayer.
Amen.
There's so much going on, church, y'all. Man. I can't afford not to miss church. Amen. It's just too much going on now. And we have, what's his name? Say we got back there?
Something.
Okay, y'all can give a donation, give one.
Amen.
See, I'm a giver. God loves a cheerful giver.
Amen.
All this week, I ain't washed down car, but I guarantee I gave the Lord something.
Amen. Amen.
You got to give him something. The old folks say, nothing from nothing needs nothing.
Yeah.
I can't go down that Coke machine out there inside of Walmart and think a Coke won't come out of there. I ain't put my $1.50 in there. That's just good sense.
Amen.
Unless you're going to beat it down, then you're going to pay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's just good sense.
Amen.
I ain't got to go to college to know that.
Amen.
We're going to, Lord. Okay, we're going to Mark 5. I want to go somewhere else. But okay, we're going to go to Mark 5. We'll just go there. So much God having. I be wanting to preach a lot of things, but I try to go where he want me to go.
Right.
You just don't know. It's a scary thing when the Lord has written most of the Bible in you, because you're going to be judged different. I told my wife that. I'm going to be judged different than other people. Serious. This is a serious thing. You don't play with this thing.
Amen.
It's time out for me. I ain't got time for shucking and jabbing. Mark chapter 5. Mark was a young writer, a young boy, whole thing. And we'll go to the 25th verse, a very familiar passage, Miss Compton.
Amen.
He calls me all the time. I be telling the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm on the radio, but they didn't hear no man. I said, Lord, let me live at least get half of my members age. They 70s and 80s and 90s. And here I am struggling, all here and everything else, trying to do right. Please let me live to see my boy go to college. A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, she'll be whole. 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Good God Almighty. And Jesus immediately knowing in himself that virtue being power, had gone out of him, turned about him in the press, and said, touch me. His disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and says, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all truth. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk about pressing on. Pressing on. See that quiet man, man. Good God. Man. Pressing on. It won't be quiet for long. Pressing on. Pressing on.
Man.
You know, it's a funny thing when a Christian is going through trials and tribulations. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus had already told us that we're going to have some hard times.
Amen.
But I'll be with you. Jesus also told us that in this life, you're going to have to lean to your brother and sister every now and then.
Amen.
I know you know what I'm talking about, some of you older members. Because you just didn't get there overnight. You had to lay awake sometime. You had to take some stuff off some people sometime. And people get on your last nerve. Amen? I be trying to duck people and dodge them, you know, because sometimes they don't have nothing to say but all kind of crazy stuff. And then some of them don't want to be bothered with them until they got a ticket or something, and then they don't want to be fixed. And after that, they go on about their way. You know nobody like that?
Yes.
They don't want you until they can get something from you or out of you. You know nobody like that?
Yes.
We got them in our own homes, amen?
Yes.
Ain't nobody here got a perfect family now.
Yes.
Now, if you got a perfect family, let me know. But I'm about out of you. Pressing on. Jesus here is dealing with a lot of things. First of all, he said in Mark 4:35, he said, let us pass over to the other side. And Jesus, knowing now, look in the fourth chapter, if you want to flick over there. See, what you need to do in 18 is say, Lord, I want to read my Bible a little bit more than what I used to do in 17. If you're on them jobs, if you're working at Walmart, JCPenney, Sears, and all that stuff, you always got what they call a room where the gossip go at. You know?
All right. Hey!
They're always talking about who shot John and everything, and you're a part of that if you're here, if you ain't. Now, if the shoe don't fit, it ain't for you, but if the shoe fits, just wait. Amen? And people always are talking on the job, gossiping, da 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 da. But the minute you try to change from that, then you become outcast.
All right.
I don't know, y'all looking at me crazy. Y'all know I ain't lying either. Jesus here. Because one thing about Jesus, he didn't care what people said about him. He didn't care if they lied on him. They tried to throw him off a cliff. He still went on doing what thus said the Lord. His dad.
Yeah.
And he said, be lifted up. That's in St. John 12:32. I'll draw. Then he drops down to 24, man, and say, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit." Sometimes you have to lose in order to get.
Amen.
Hear this woman here. Because it say a certain woman. Now I'm going to pin that for a minute. A certain woman. In other words, she had a job at one time or another. And she paid her, you know, tithes, went to church and all this kind of stuff. And she probably had a, you know, at that time, she didn't have a Cadillac or Lincoln, but she probably had a chariot. Because it says certain, don't look at, look in the word, don't look at me now. Look in the word, what the word says. I'm just telling you what's in there. A certain woman, I'm going to look at it too, I ain't going to close, I'm going to talk and teach, which had an issue of blood for 12 years. That's a long time. Man, if I'm going through a sickness for 12 years, I say, "Lord, now what's wrong with you now? Now, come on now, you got to do shopping." Amen. Now, I don't know what you would say, because I can say that because me and him have that relationship, kind of relationship. See, you got to have a relationship with the Lord. Is you going to see him? Yes, you're going to see him. Ain't none of us in here perfect. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us. And then 10 say, if we say we don't have no sin, it makes him a liar. You need to go read your Bible. Go read your Bible, like my dear said. Go read your Bible. Go read your Bible. You ain't feeling that? Remember when my dear was sitting on the porch, and that little girl said, "Can you pray for me?" She said, "Ooh, oh. I ain't talked to God, Lord, in a long time." And she said, "God, I'll be shat, and then she said, "Did you feel anything?" The little girl said, "Uh-uh, that ain't the way that's something." She said, "Baby, I don't know how to do. All you got to do is talk to the Lord." What I'm trying to say to make a point here, you ain't got to talk all Andrew McCain to God. God knows you, but when you were born, you was hungry. All you got to do is say, "Lord, I'm having a hard time down here.
Yes, sir.
And I need you to help me down here." But we too educated and caught up in our speech because we got PhD behind our name and all this kind of stuff. You don't forgot where you come from. Sometimes the Lord has to pluck your little flower every now and then to let you know that it's me that's working behind the scenes for what you got anyway. I don't care about them cars I drive. Yeah, they bling bling because I like bling bling stuff. But that ain't why I ain't gonna let that shit be straight to hell. And you got bling bling. Well, the dope man got bling bling. You don't say nothing about him. You want Rev in an old car smoking? They say, "There go Rev right there." When God said, "My man is first," we got the heart, bugger to find the heart. Back to the text. I ain't going to bother y'all today. I'm just going to teach. Because you know I bother y'all. You know I ain't going to get y'all Kool-Aid today. Nah. And look what it said. And had suffered. 26 seconds. See, I'm going to stop there. Suffer. See, as a Christian, you're going to suffer every now and then.
Yes.
Why are you going to suffer? Because it'll be a testimony for you to go tell somebody else about what you've been through.
Amen.
You can't tell nobody about something if you ain't been through nothing.
Amen.
How can you tell somebody about marriage if you've never been married?
Amen.
Man, you curious. How can I tell you about shooting dice if I ain't never shot dice? I'm going to get on the deck now. Yeah, I play blackjack. I don't know about that now. Boy, I know they had a trial down in Marsville yesterday, last night. I keep it with all that. What his name was? Johnny Gill.
All right.
Used to stay at Lake Front. Y'all don't even know where Lake Front is, some of y'all. In New Orleans. Him and Keith Sweat and Jim DeBoe. Johnny Gill. Anyway, back to the text. Has suffered many things. Look here, of many what? Doctors. Physician means doctor. We too, sometimes we believe a doctor before we believe Jesus. Amen. And God works through the doctor. I think he does. But sometimes God be trying to tell you, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know no man that's in John chapter 4. No, John chapter 6. And Luke, where he spit and said, go see. Mm-hmm. Can any doctor you know that you go to and do that? I want to see him. Can any doctor, when he was in the St. Luke chapter 7, and verse, how about that? 8, 9, 10, 11, but don't be 11. It says, he entered into the city of Nain, that's N-A-I-N. And there was a woman, her only child, and they had to go on and got vomit fluid in it, and they couldn't carry him to garden of memories. Oh my. And all Jesus did was showed up and say, rise. Now you know somebody like that? You know somebody that know the hair on your head?
No.
You don't even know the hair on your own head. But he know. You know how many times your heart beat in a day? No, you don't know, and I don't either. But he know. Because he made you. Come in, now y'all gonna look at me funny now. You don't even know how old you is. Some of you say you're 40, you might be up 400 years old. Let me get on that. Go back to the Old Testament. The Bible said that when Jeremiah was finna be preached to and finna get some Holy Ghost in him, the Bible said God told Jeremiah, he said, boy, before you even got in the womb. That's something to think about. Some of us don't even know how old we were because God told Jeremiah, boy, look, before you even came, I knew who you were.
Yes.
Before your mom and dad even got together, I knew who you were. Now you gonna tell me about God? How you gonna fight against him? How you gonna keep your mouth on the woman of a man of God? Don't you know all you doing is put a piece of coals on your own head? This woman here. Now she wasn't a Jew. But she had money. That's what it said on it. Let me go back to the church and say, because you know when you go to the doctors, you got to have some kind of money. Man, if you, even Dr. John, I live in the day. You better not go to that piece of and ain't got no money, ain't got no Medicaid, Medicare. Man, you be dying, falling out with a fit, slobbering in your mouth. If you ain't got no insurance, they gonna roll your behind out there and carry you on to the car. You know I ain't lying. Am I lying? I'm doing pretty good, ain't I? Suffer many things of many physicians and has, look what it say now, look, drop down to that third symptom. That's what they say in English, at everything senior high. That's the third symptom they say. And has spent all she had. You don't know your friend until you get down to your last name. When you on your bed of affliction and when you can't do nothing for yourself, God will show you who your friends are. See, everybody that shake their hands and say, God, I got your back. That is the number line. See, I tried it for myself a long time ago. When I was, my back was against the wall. When I was selling drugs, I had every friend. But when God stepped in and said, Eugene, I'm going to put that anointing in you. I'm going to use you for my glory. I don't care what they say. Then all the friends scattered like flies. And then loneliness starts setting in. But God sent me a tape of the Williamson brother said, lonely, I had my share of. Y'all remember that, don't you? I'm still. I used to listen to that every day. And they used to be talking about it.
Yeah.
See, I can tell this because I remember this. And they used to be talking about it. Oh, that would be going to go by the don't he know old demon anyway, all over the world. But they still saying, but what out there? What I'm trying to tell you, people always got something to say. So that's why I don't worry about what people say. She said, look what she said. Look what she said. I'm trying to get down to it. I'm trying to get down to one verse, but I really want y'all to look in. But she said, if I may touch. See, you need, some of us in here need another refreshment in our spirit. Not the flesh, but in our spirit. Because see, once if I get Jesus in my spirit, then I'm on my way. I've been tripping forward every now and again because Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he falleth, but yeah.
Or even Psalms 34 and 18 say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all.
I'm giving y'all a word, man. Y'all let me on pray.
If you ain't got no word, you can't fight the devil. The devil gonna whoop up on you all day long, because if you ain't got this down on the inside of you to fight him off you, you better get something down on the inside of you, because sooner or later, he coming.
Yes,
he don't care about you. Don't you never think the devil care about you. He'll trick you and treat you. I'm not up here for my help. I love my deer. I'll be watching my deer right now. Because he going down there, Eugene. I started calling somebody else. No, I'm going on. Because I think about the goodness of the Lord. I think about what he has done for me. I think about how he woke me up this morning. Could have kept me lying in the bed. But I think about how he woke me up.
Good. Thank you.
Early this morning.
Thank you.
Didn't it, Brother Clark?
Thank
you. 1 o'clock.
Amen.
Look at it. That's my friend.
Amen.
What about me? What you see is what you get. I'm not trying to be nobody big. Not trying to be nobody all this and all that. The Lord, man, nigga, I'm country. And guess what? You is too.
Amen.
Yeah. You just. I'm ghetto country. And you know, immature country. But I'm ghetto country. Yeah. So I don't want to be ghetto. We got a lot of things in your ghetto. You don't want to say it like that. Yeah. But one thing about it, I got Jesus down on this side of me. Ain't. She said, but if I may touch to him. Now don't forget, it's 5,000 people here. And Jesus is preaching the word of God. Some was dictators, some was agitators, and some was just spectators. That's what we got in church today. We got dictators, agitators, and spectators. Some just say, let me all go, let me go with the hoop, man. Man, you gotta come for the word of God. Stop worrying about the hoop. Says, but look what happened though. This one trying to get to 29 and 30. I know I ain't gonna get through all this. I'm not gonna. I'm being got a happy clock. It says straightway, the fountain of her mouth. This woman here. That's why I think about grace and mercy. See, they was under the law deed, and they couldn't go into the church at a certain time of the month. But because of grace and mercy, y'all need to thank God for grace and mercy. Because, see, Colossians, well, y'all call it Colossians, and similar, we call it Colossians 2:14, it said, blotting out the handwriting of the artisan, which was contrary to us. In other words, we couldn't stand the law because the law was too strict for us. We see it every day, man. You mean tell me we're going to have to go out there to an animal shelter and get a bull, we're going to have to go over here, get a, man, that's what we've seen. I'm just telling it like it is. God ain't gonna look up on no sin. God is holy all the time. Come here, Exodus. What did he told Moses? Take off your shoes. For the place where you're standing. What did he told Joshua in 5:13? Take off your shoes. God is holy all the time, man. And he ain't to be played with either. And I ain't gonna lie. I'm the chief of sinners. That's what Paul said. Write it down. 1 Timothy 1:15. Write it down. This is a faithful saying. And worth of all expectation. That Jesus Christ came into the world to save sin, whom I'm chief of. That's what he says. I'm giving you the scripture. You ain't nobody being bad. You just thank God. He looked at the blood. See, the blood still works today. It was the blood that shed. He shed on Calvary. That's the reason why we sit now behind in the house of God. It was the blood. Doing pretty good? The blood. She said, Matt, I like old Matt. Matt said, I'll put you good, Billy. Shut up, man. Everybody ain't got no anointing. He said, men have caught, but few are chosen. You got to have some anointings on your life. That's what she called the glory, say. We thank God for the anointing when they was in New York. And they was making a song now. And then the young boy said, yeah, we claim, yes, praise is what I do. We sung Jesus. We sung Broken and all that. He said, but we thank God for the anointings. Everybody ain't got no anointings. Go sit down somewhere. The anointings ain't given to everybody. Acts 5:32 said, we are witness of these things. And so also the Holy Ghost, whom God to be there, had given to them that obeyed him. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Amen.
These old boys, she was chosen. And it says, she said, she's in a bad fix now. And she said, I got to get to Jesus. Because if I get to him, I know I'll be made whole. Somebody sitting here this morning need to draw down on their knees and say, Lord, I've been through hell and hot water, but I'm going to press my way anyway. I'm with tears in my eyes. I may have to cry sometimes. I may have to lay awake at times. But I'm going to still say, God, for God I live. And for God I die. Come back here. Look what happened. I'm going to leave y'all alone. It's almost time to go home, man. Yes. It's time for y'all to go watch the same thing. Yes. Y'all be hooping and hollering. Come on, man! Glory, man! Glory, Lord, do breathe! I'm telling the Lord right now, I'm trying to get some praise to the Lord. Do breathe, don't care about you or me. Oh, he care about that $6 million paycheck. But I know a man that's more than 6 foot. I know a man I put running in your feet, even though you've been through hell and hot water. I know a man that'll make the donkey talk. I know a man while they trying to figure it out, he's already working. So as I look in the clothes, the Bible said, Jesus told Peter, he said, who touched me? Peter said, Lord, all these people around here, and you mean to tell me somebody touching you? Yeah. But he just didn't know. Yeah. They lived with it every day, but they were blind. Yeah. Because the Bible says in Matthew 16:16-19, he said, do men say that I am? Yeah. And they began to say, Jeremiah. Yeah. Some of them say, Isaiah. Yeah. And some of them just say, one of the prophets. Yeah. But he turned to somebody named Peter and said, Peter, who do men say that I am? Yeah. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I know that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Can I get a witness up in here? The Bible says, let's back this train up. Jesus said, Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. He was speaking about